And young voters, back to anxious voters. In New York, Day-to-Day's Countess of Culture, Jessica Siegel, is so ballot-bollocksed, she's gone to get professional help from psychiatrist Justin Frank.
What's your problem?
Well, I've been experiencing some sleeplessness. I have this tight feeling in my chest about this election when I read the polls. They go up, they go down. It's so neck and neck.
Is it because it's neck and neck or because of who the particular candidates are?
I think it's both.
Because neck and neck usually doesn't make people anxious unless they really are worried that one of the two is going to win, and then they're going to be very anxious.
So it wasn't just suspense over opinion polls. It went deeper. Dr. Frank said he'd never seen voters this anxious, even panicked over an election. And he helped me see that I was upset in ways I hadn't realized by feelings of helplessness, worries about voter fraud.
Maybe it is not only about Bush and Kerry, but about the process of not feeling confident that the people who count the votes are going to count the votes. It evokes everything about not being listened to.
So what could I do about it?
When you're anxious, it's a source of information that there's a problem, and you want to, if it's neck and neck and you really want one of the two candidates, the best thing to do for your anxiety is to get out the vote.
Really? Get out the vote? I thought I was supposed to look into my unconscious, but it wasn't about that. It was the reverse. Get active. But then I felt guilty because I haven't been involved except donating money to my side. But Dr. Frank suggested I had been active in ways I didn't realize.
If you're taking your anxiety and you say, you know what, you're going to do a story about the fact that you've noticed that a lot of your friends, including yourself, have been very preoccupied about this election.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that my doing the story about voters feeling anxious is me self-medicating myself?
Yes, it's a very healthy thing that you're doing. And I'm glad you're doing it. For your sake, and maybe other people will get to think about how to deal with their anxiety.
But what if, come election day, my side loses?
You know that if your side loses, you can't put your head in the sand, and you have to stay active and be even more active.
That was inspiring, but I was still worried. What if my election anxiety was really a cover-up for personal troubles, you know, a denial kind of thing?
Why can't election anxiety be about the election and about your childhood?
Doctor, I really do feel a lot better, and I want to ask you, how much would you charge for an hour?
Would I or do I?
I feel you were very kind in giving me 15 minutes, my 15 minutes for free, and so how much would this cost?
My fee, I really should say my fee on the radio? My fee is $200 for 45 minutes. That's a lot of money. You got it for free.
Wow. That is a lot of money. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I've enjoyed this.
Psychiatrist Dr. Justin Frank counseling Jessica Siegel on her voting anxiety. Dr. Frank, we'll note, is the author of the recent book, Bush on the Couch. It's an unflattering psychological profile of President Bush.